This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
I don't want you to look at nobody else right now. I want you to look at yourself. Come on now, let's talk to the Lord talking to us now. You did it. What happened to my amens? Amen. You did it. Amen. It had nothing to do with who told you. It wasn't no peer pressure. It wasn't because you were black. It ain't because you were white. It ain't because somebody major. And I don't care what Flip Wilson told you, Geraldine, the devil ain't make you do it. You chose to do it. You knew what was going to happen. You knew the consequences. You knew with the danger, and you still did it. I'm finna come to your neighborhood. Y'all better start testifying. Wait a minute. You did it, and some of you do it. And you done showed up in God's house like you ain't done nothing. You know why? You can't reflect on what you done because you're still doing it. Can I shout you a little further? I told you I'm coming to your neighborhood. You got plans to do it tomorrow. You got plans for it next week. And you got a God who know you don't mean what you say, and He's still giving you grace and still giving you mercy and still covering all your sin. And you mean to tell Him you can't even give Him your life? What do you do with yourself when you are conflicted by what you done done, what you're doing now, and what you got plans to do? See, it's easy right now. We all in church. Amen, brother. And everybody looks church here right now. Amen, brother. I've never used language. I've never crept around. I've always maintained my integrity. I've never consumed alcoholic beverages. I never smoked the devil's herbs. Yes, you did. Don't make me get real today, man. Some of y'all half high right now. Some of y'all half drunk right now. You done it? You're doing it now? And you got plans to keep doing it. Because I'm going to say something that preachers don't tell us enough of. Sin feels good. Because if it didn't feel good, you wouldn't do it. See, the Lord's trying to free y'all right now, but y'all too deep. Y'all too holy. Holy going to hell because you don't want to be honest with yourself and say, look, I like to sin. Sin is fun. That's the natural part of you as a human being. The natural flesh part of you wants to cut up, clown, fight, drink, lay around, do some anything. Now, I want you to talk about yourself. And here's why you can't get this today. It's because some of us right now are in God's house guilty. You are so full of guilt right now that you don't feel like you can praise the Lord. Because you are condemning yourself behind the things that you have done, what you're doing now, and what you plan to do because you have not taken an honest look at who you really are. Man, if your neighbor knew who they were sitting next to, ooh, woo! If your neighbor knew the thoughts that you had, they will scooch over right now. Don't look at them now. You might be going to stay there sitting next to them. You done sat there. Because they sitting next to a fool, too. And the devil wants to work on our mind. And he keeps, every time God want to bring you out and lift you higher and get you to do better, the devil keep bringing up what you've been doing. He brings up what you did in the past. He brings up all your shortcomings. He brings up all your issues to the point where you feel like, God ain't going to worry with me. God, ain't no way. I done been so down deep. Ain't no way the Lord would waste time on somebody like me. Ain't no way God will fool with me. I ain't one of the big shots in church. And all them folks in church up there in the front, up in the pulpit, they got together. And I don't have together like that, so I'm going to try to get myself to the point where I can get it together. And I can get together. Then maybe he'll bless me. Maybe then he'll answer my prayer. But I'm not even going to pray to God because I don't deserve to be able to pray to him. Because if I pray to him, he going to bring up what I've done. And the reason you think like that is because whenever you try to get help from people, whenever you try to, and when people ask you for help, you bring up what they did to you. Anytime you try to get help from people, people bring up what you did to them. And so you logically believe that God gonna do the same thing to you. And you'll sit up in God's house, you'll come, and you'll show up because you know you're supposed to do, but you really ain't finna connect with God, you really ain't finna ask God, you ain't finna lay out, because why would God waste time on insignificant sinners like me? Why would God come to a small town like Winfield and save my soul, and why would he waste time on somebody like me? My stuff is done. I just left the club. I just left the hotel. I just left the casino. God ain't gonna waste no time on somebody like me. That's why he just wastes time. That's why he spend time with all them folks up there in the front. I'm gonna give you a little secret. It's a reason why we're at the front. Cause how far we done come and how easy it could be the other way, I got to stay close to the Jesus. I gotta stay close to the altar.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! I don't want to be too transparent, because I gotta go and finish this. I don't want to be too transparent. But I want you to understand something. Sin knocking my door. And there are times he don't even have to open it or knock on the door. And see, some of you deep folk right now don't understand. The Lord ain't struck me down. Why? Because I ain't lied yet. There are times Holy Ghost filled, anointed by God, full of his word, sin knock on the door. Come on in, sin. You win this round. You think I feel like a preacher every day? You think I feel like speaking in tongues every day? Some days I want to cuss, and some days I do. Let me tell you something. Y'all sit down. Tell you something, and it's really tough on us godly men.
Amen,
because people come at godly men like they punks.
Amen.
And feel like you can say anything you want to a godly man, because a godly man just go pray for you and put you in the Lord's hands. There are some days that sin tell me, hell, look. I know where I come from. I know what's in my blood. I'm grateful I'm born again. Because don't make me go to Castor. We'll cut you before you know you bleed. Bus or move. I dare you. Look at our basketball player back there laughing at us because they done seen it. I know that dude ain't no preacher. I know he ain't no preacher. Don't you say nothing, Keon. Don't you open your mouth. God coming to free us, and I'm tired of dealing with people who play church. And you got people believing, you old deep folk, got people believing you ain't never done nothing. Sitting up with your white suits on with black hearts. Three-piece suits with Thunderbird in one of the pockets. I ain't got nothing in my pocket. God come to free his children. And God says, enough of you thinking I won't come reach way down and pick you up. You ain't never done so much that I ain't stopped loving you. At your worst, I loved you. I don't just love you when you do everything right. I don't just love you when you dot your I's and cross your T's. When you was high as a kite, I was loving you. Why you think you still here? Because I love you, God says. Why you think you made it out? Because I love you. Why you think the bullet missed you? Because I love you. And I need you today to hear God tell you, stop condemning yourself. Paul's teaching us this in his discourse in Romans chapter 8. He began, because he deals with this stuff, it's good news for the guilty. Because prior to chapter 8, all we done heard is the bad stuff. All we've heard is what the law is talking about. The law of Moses that said if you commit this sin, you ought to be stoned. The law of sin brings about death and punishment, saying that you got to do so much to receive eternal life. That if you got to be a good little boy every day of your life, be a good girl every day of your life, you got to make sure you're doing all this stuff right just so you can receive Jesus. And Paul tells us in verses 1, in chapters 1 through 7, he gives us the glimpse and make us face our sin. Because nobody ever talks to us about our sins. And until you leave this earth, I don't care how holy you are, you can sit up in the house by yourself and you still got to deal with the presence of sin. Amen. Now, if you're saved, you have been delivered from the penalty of sin. If you're saved, you're being delivered from the power of sin. And if you're saved, you will be delivered one day from the presence of sin. But sin is still present. So you got to figure out how to handle you and still be with Jesus. But you cannot heal something you won't diagnose. It's time out for you, my brother, my sister, to keep pretending as though this stuff ain't going on with you. And Paul helps us in chapter 7 figure this out. Paul says, look, I'm a preacher. He said, I know the Lord done saved me. I know the Lord has changed my life. And he tells us in chapter 7, he said, I'm seeing if this kind of makes sense to y'all. Paul say, the stuff I don't want to do, because I'm saved, I can't stop doing it. Wait a minute. Paul say, I know the Lord is good. God is good all the time God is good. Paul say, I know he good to me. I know he done saved my life. I know I done seen Jesus. And the stuff I done made up in my mind, I ain't doing no more. I just can't stop doing it. Now, truth be told, there's some Pauls up in New Zion right now. Don't make me go there. Lord, if you get me out of this one, you ain't ever got to worry about me again. If you get me out of this tight here, Lord, I promise you to serve you the portion of my day. As soon as the smoke cleared and the dust settled. And then Paul say, I'm tripping out. Paul say, look, I know better. I'm just not, sometimes I just don't do better. I knew it was wrong, Paul says, and I didn't have to do it. Now, wait a minute. This man wrote most of the New Testament. And he confessing to the church, there's some sin I got to deal with. Y'all keep coming to the church acting like you ain't never sinned. So what I'm saying to you is maybe God could use you more if you'd be more honest. Paul said the stuff I don't want to do, I keep doing it. And Paul said, I'm so messed up in my head. He said, I'm Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Paul said, one minute I'm happy, next minute, and the people are called it bipolar. Because one minute I'm good, next minute I'm. God trying to give y'all a victory. Y'all too deep for me. Paul said, I know it was wrong. But because of my flesh, I keep wanting to do what's wrong. And then he says, I'm so jacked up. He said, because I want to do right, and I never seem to do that. I was headed to Bible study. How did I get to this bar? And Paul said, I'm battling with this beast. Paul called himself a beast. Paul said, it's a fight inside of me between good and evil every day of my life. My spirit man and my flesh man are fighting every day. I'm just sitting trying to figure it out. Has that been your reality? That every day you make up in your mind, today is going to be a new day. It's a brand new start. And somebody just come across you wrong. Let me tell you, bleep bleeping something, you bleep bleeper. And then you go to yourself, how did I? I said I wasn't going to be letting people get on my nerves. I said I wasn't going to cuss them out. I said I wasn't going to shoot nobody else. I just not got off paper. I wasn't going to keep doing that. Is God helping you yet? I'm trying to walk these pews because some of us ain't getting it yet with your holy self. Because you keep thinking that because you ain't do it, you ain't guilty. You thought it. And if you so holy, you supposed to cast away evil imagination. I want to bless the house, but y'all ain't ready to be blessed like this. Because some of these folks that you thank God together, they want to do it, but their medication won't let them. Arthritis won't let them. Man, if he try to take that and drink that and then take that too, we commit our brother earth to earth. Ash to ashes, I guess God would want another precious rose in his bouquet in heaven. No, he mixed the wrong stuff. I came for business today. I didn't come to play with y'all today. I came to set the captive free today. I kept to liberate those who don't know God right today. You've been letting people tell you what you deserve from God. And Paul had to come to stuff within himself. I can't be what Pharisees say I am. I can't be what Sadducees say I am. I can't be what Gamaliel say I am. I got to be who God called me to be. But in doing so, I got to deal with me. I got to stop looking through windows and other people's business, and I got to look in the mirror and deal with me. And the reason why some of us are in other people's business, because you don't like what you look at in that mirror. And you're trying to make somebody look like you look because you don't like what you see sometimes. You know you low down. Wait a minute. I got to go. Here's what's going on. See, some of us are low down, so all you can see is low down people. And you're trying to make people be who you really are. You lie all the time, so you think people lying to you all the time. You be ganking folks, so you feel people trying to gank you. That means take your money and steal your money. Mess over you. I got you. And God desired to take us as a people higher. But we can't go higher till we deal with the baggage. And Paul calls himself, he said, oh, wretched man that I am. Because that I don't want to do, I keep doing. That I want to do, I never get to do that. I'm wretched. And you got to understand what he means when he says wretched. It was an old Roman process of persecution that they would take if you kill somebody or if you committed this kind of crime, they would attach you to what you did. So if you kill somebody, they would take the dead body and attach you to the body and you got to carry it around. And who am I looking at today that's carrying around 20 years ago? You carrying around divorce. You carrying around being laid off. You carrying around what they said about you. It's done attached to you. And Paul said, how can I go higher and I got all this stuff connected to me? Paul said, I know in order to be what God called me and to be what God wants me to be, I've got to cut some stuff off. So how do I do that? He says, I got to write verse chapter 8. And he says, there's therefore. Now, anytime you see therefore, you got to know why there is therefore. Anytime you see therefore, you got to know what is therefore. Y'all missed it. I'm going to try it one more time. Anytime in scripture you see therefore, you got to know what it's there for. Because you got this jacked up part of you, it's some good news for the guilty. I want to talk to three people who helped me praise God that your story don't end with your sin. Wait a minute. I'm going to try one more time. That you can give God a little bit of praise right now because God don't treat you how you would treat you. God ain't doing you how people would do you. Because, see, people only give you one time. And then they through with you. But God done gave us thousands of times, and he keep getting gooder and gooder to us. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute. I got to deal with the sin in me, right? That's why Paul says, I'm going to bless you. He says to those who are in Christ Jesus, those who are saved. But he does not say to those who are Christ Jesus. My goal every day is to be more like Jesus. But I'm very well aware that I'm not him. My goal is to be more like him. I want to love like him. I want to give like him. I want to be like him, but I'm not him. I've got to deal with the sin in my life. But I won't have to die to it because I got victory in him. And there's good news for us guilty folks. I thank God that the story don't end with what I've done wrong. That I've got a chance to turn my life around and it don't bother me, it don't plague me. I've got a chance to go from a drug head to a deacon. I got a chance to go from a pimp to a preacher. I've got a chance to go from a whoremonger to a worshiper because there's a therefore in my life. I wish I had some folks who's willing to give God a chance to change my life, to take me to the next level, to change my story. It don't have to be the way that it is now. God can take me higher. Wait a minute. See, y'all been waiting. See, I don't get it. I don't understand y'all. Y'all been waiting on church service that ain't beating you down. I done checked the suggestion box, and all y'all keep saying is, y'all don't want to be around nobody that's going to beat you down. God is saying to you, I'm going to build you up, and y'all still won't praise him. God say, I see it, but I'm going to lift you higher. You still won't give him glory. So I don't know how to satisfy you. All I can do is just praise God for myself and thank him that he done took care of me. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. All he's saying is, in verse number one, he's saying, there's no condemnation. There is no judgment that they can call you guilty, but they can't get rid of you. Ooh. That all the evidence points towards you, but by the time the judge gets the verdict, not guilty. I'm going to try it one more time. That everything, been all the charges have been brought against you, you did it, your fingerprints on it, the surveillance camera saw you there, evidence shows you did it. All the evidence points to you, and somehow, some way, because you had a great counselor, not guilty. Free to live holy, free to live in power, free to go to heaven, free to have joy, free to have peace, free to have a family, free to have a house, free to be here, free! For the law of the Spirit, can I help you? What's the good news? The first good news, I'm going to run through them real quick and get you out of here. The good news is, number one, is that you got eternal security. Amen. That once you get saved, you are always saved. Christ is so powerful. His sacrifice was so wonderful that he took care of not just the stuff you've done, but the stuff you're doing and what you will do. Y'all don't get that. That when you commit acts that are not like God, you don't go to hell for it. Y'all. I need to talk to three people who saved, who done something, and you ain't went to hell for it. Because y'all up in church acting like y'all ain't never done something you ain't had no business. And you still got a house. You still got a car. You still got a job that you know you don't qualify for. You still got a house that you ain't got a loan for. You still got favor that you ain't know enough people to get. Can I tell you what salvation is? It's you living amongst people who don't know the real you.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen, brother.
When you get rescued back on the boat, you look just like other folks. Amen. That when you get back to the dock, nobody know who almost drowned. Amen. You look just like everybody else who never went in the water and almost drowned. That's the benefit of being a Christian. That God make you look like everybody else because you're in the ship like everybody else. Is there anybody who's thanking God that I ain't got to be in the front row? I ain't got to be in the back row. I'm just thanking God I'm somewhere in the ship. I don't want to drive. I don't want to run things. I'm just so grateful that I ain't somewhere drowning and he done picked me up. You got eternal security. For the law of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the law of Moses condemns us, but the law of the Spirit frees us. The law of Moses told you what you can't do, but the law of the Spirit tells you what you can do. The law of Moses say that you're condemned, you'll never be anything. You gotta die, you gotta suffer death, but the law of the Spirit gives you life. And I can tell when those of us didn't understand what we got. See, us believers don't know the power that lies within you. Amen. because you limit the power in you to 11 o'clock Sunday morning. But my evidence of the power of God in my life is not me shouting. It's not me speaking in tongues. It's when I used to cuss you out, I bless you. It's when I used to steal, I'm not honest. It's when I used to go to the wrong places, now I go to the right places. The evidence of the Spirit of God is in a changed life in the one that he's in. And here's what we got to stop doing. We got to stop looking like the world and try to make the world look like us. Now keep this in mind, that when you and I sin, we got to deal with the consequences. You drive too fast, you go get a ticket. You eat too much, you got to go to the doctor. You eat number cracklings every day, you go help you on blood pressure medicine. So you can't rebuke stuff and you're doing the wrong thing. I'm finna eat 2 pound cakes and I rebuke that sugar going high. You can rebuke every bit that you want to, but the more you cut and slice that bad boy, the more your sugar for the... And that ain't you getting caught up in the spirit, that's you in a diabetic coma. All right, Pastor, yeah, whatever, man. I ain't never heard her do that before. Look, you got eternal security. For the spirit, the law of the spirit. Jesus did not come to destroy old law, he came to fulfill it. Because when you look at the law, all the old law does is show you what you are not sufficient enough for. Because the law of Moses has over 600 moral laws that you got to follow every day to be looked at as a Christian. Now look, we struggle with the Ten Commandments. We struggle, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not keep. We struggle with that. It's 600 more that God's people supposed to follow if you want to go by old law. So there's no way you and I can keep up all them laws. So Jesus came to free us in case we don't meet all those codes. He came to cover that. And he came to look just like us. He's the only one who's 100% man, 100% God at the same time. So he was sufficient for earth and insufficient for heaven to be a worthy sacrifice to redeem us back to God. You're back in good with God, not cause you went to visit the sick. Woo. You back in good graces with God, not because you sang a good hymn. You not back in good with God cause you didn't curse this week. You good with God because you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. And so in case you don't say everything right, you still covered. In case you don't go everywhere right, you still covered. You've got eternal security. And then there's more good news for you. I got more good news. You interested in hearing it? I got a little bit more good news for you. You got not only eternal security, but you got internal strength. Because look what he says. He says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. See, my flesh, the human part of me, is weak. Oh, don't make me examine this, because all of us are weak for something. Do I need to call my ministers of music SMW? SMV. SWV. I get so. And that's a preacher just got through helping me sing that.
So weak in the knees, I can hardly sleep. I lose all control.
She gone. And some of y'all are finna go with her. Because your flesh is weak. It could be a substance. It could be a person. It could be a smell. Y'all are doing good till you smell that cologne, ain't you, sisters? Oh, there go that polo, too. Mm. Brothers, Bath and Body Works, get us, too. What is that, berries? I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I promise I'm trying. I'm trying. He looking at me like, man, you done lost your mind. Look. Because all of us are weak according to our flesh. But aren't you glad that God promised us in your weakness, you are made strong through me? You can't get yourself strong. The Spirit makes you strong. You can't be strong on your own accord. If you just not coming out of some recovery, this is why they make you, after you had surgery, go through a period of recovery to make sure your body can handle the changes that it's gone through. You can't just come out of something and go right back in that environment. If you try to stop drinking, don't go do ministry in a bar. Because more often than not, just hearing the ice in the glass mess you up. Am I telling y'all the truth or what? And this is what people don't tell us enough as Christians, that you got to deal with the reality that you got to live this life. And this thing ain't always easy. I wish this church was designed. I'm working on it, y'all, I promise you. Where you younger women can go to older women and talk about stuff going on with your body. Amen. And talk about your passions and desires, and they not judge you for it. Because they know what it's like. And I ain't talking about no hot flash either. That light stay on. I ain't saying about no flash. I said stay on. But unfortunately, we have senior sisters who judgmental. Y'all too raw. You got 4 exes. 6 children by them exes, and now that's too raw to talk to this young lady about? Now y'all can't handle a young lady talking to you about her body. That's why these young women they feel condemned. That's why they don't want to come to church, because they don't want to come and have to be perfect. They want to know, how do I handle myself? Because y'all too deep and too holy to help them. Because I don't want to talk to, I don't know about y'all, I don't want to be in a ministry that'll let me be holy but be human. These young men sagging, have you bought them a belt? Because we're in a society now that wants to judge you behind something that you put in me. Because the generation now had to get it from somewhere. You got eternal security, and then you get internal strength, because internal strength, y'all, our flesh is weak. And when can we be enough people, enough godly people to say, look, there are times when our flesh turns on us. Amen. Y'all ever heard of a word called withdrawal? That when your flesh is used to something that it can't get no more, it will turn on you? And you have to go through a season of strengthening. You need the strength from the Lord to help you to be able to maintain and keep yourself. Lord, keep me day. And what I love about our God is that he's not just the God of a second chance. He's the God of another chance. I don't care about y'all being mad. I left that point alone because I got to finish, but I wanted to stay there a little while longer about some of you deep older folk who've been in church a little longer, and you think you better because you sin different. Don't be judging me because you sin different than I do. You ain't no good either. You just ain't been seen. You do your stuff behind curtains and behind closed doors. But you ain't no different. You don't get mad at him. I can see you sin less, but you just sin different. Because pride is a sin. Arrogance is a sin. Pomposity is a sin. For what the law could not do, because all the law shows you is what you're not able to handle. All, because matter of fact, let me be honest with you about your sinful nature. You don't want to break rules till they're made.
Amen, brother. Amen.
If the speed limit wasn't 55, you go 48.
48, that's right.
But because it's 55, you got to go 60. Now you can go 50. But you don't want to go 50. You see it's posted, I got to go above it. That's because of our human nature. Your flesh always breaks rules once it finds out it's a rule. You ain't had to worry about dealing with another man's wife until one approaches. It's easy to say stuff about stuff that you ain't been through. See, drinking don't bother some of you, but others of us, it messes us up. But there's good news for the guilty folk, that even in times when you fall, pray, give in to that weakness, God's spirit comes in, wakes up in you, lets you know you can do better. You don't have to live like that. You can go higher than that. Now you know better. He don't condemn you. Holy Spirit is telling you, now come on now. What you been working on? Remember your thought of the day. Remember you've been putting them sticky notes all over your house. And this is where we as the people of God got to learn how to help each other, because Paul tells us this in Galatians 6. Brethren, if you find a brother or sister overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore them, because you know what it's like to fall prey to stuff. And so God don't want worldly people picking up Christians. He wants Christians picking up other. Because there's a way we can cover each other that the world won't. Because see, the world want to expose us. The world want to see you fall so it can say, hi, I told you they ain't no God. I told you they wasn't worth nothing. But God will allow us, ooh, I'm going to shout the house. God will allow you as a brother or sister to see your brother or sister fall, because who better to restore a brother or sister? But what you and I are doing, what we're doing for some reason, we're exposing our own brother or sister, which is doing nothing but making the whole family look bad. Your job ain't to expose nobody. Your job is to cover your brother or sister. If you saw them where they weren't supposed to be, you go to them later on, or you pray, Lord, don't let nothing happen to them. If you saw them, you saw them fall, you okay? I'm just letting you know, I'm here if you need to talk. You don't go talk to worldly people. Guess who I saw over at the club? Guess. I don't know who. Go on, guess. I ain't telling y'all nothing, but the God knows truth. We are not here to expose one another. We're here to cover each other. We should be encircling our brothers and sisters when they fall, because you know what it's like to be weak. And Paul goes further to say that. He says, look, he said, you restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Because you got a day coming. Now, you can't have a whole church lay hands on you when you go through, and then you sitting there blasting everybody else. And everybody, Lord help me now, I got to get through with this. Everybody don't need to go to certain folk. Sometimes you just need to pray. I have not designated no church mother or father to go getting people business, because some of y'all just nosy and you're messy. You ain't trying to help or give no counsel. You're just as messy as you can be. Get a quarter and buy yourself some business. You don't gave yourself this job. I just go and something told me to come see you. I'm just trying to tell you. You know, I'm like a daddy to you. You know, I'm like a mama. You ain't none of my mama. We ain't cool like that. Only time you talk to me is when you want to tell me about some mess. So that's not being motherly. That's being messy. Because a true mother go be there with you in the good times. They go pray for you. They go speak kind to you. They ain't going to come to you all the time about some mess. Get your messy self away from me. Nobody appointed you that over the church. That's how we turn people away. Messy. I heard, how you gonna come help me talking about what you heard? And if you hearing mess, I got a question. If you hearing mess, why they feel so comfortable coming to you with it? I don't know why this keep coming in my lap. Because you got a sign on your lap saying, bring the mess here. Man, I want to go somewhere with that. Because y'all keep coming with this. I don't know why this keep falling on my lap. Because you ain't learned how to tell people I'm a recycling bin, not a trash can. Quiet night. I don't know how this keep falling on my lap. I just always keep coming on my lap. Really? Your lap all the time? Stand up then. Stand up. Can't nothing fall in your lap. Help me, Bruce. Take a stand. Some stuff won't fall in your lap. Don't mess itself. Church folk can be messy. Wonder why these preachers for years held back that they were doing this stuff to children and all these things going on in the church. Because people so messy and there's no avenue to get help. The church should be a hospital. Church should not be the police department. It should be the hospital to help those who are wounded. But the church is turning to the place that wounds its own wounded. Their strength comes from the Spirit. There's still good news for us guilty folk. Now, if you're guilty today, it's because the Lord told you the truth. Good. You ought to thank the Lord. When you're really growing in God, you say, ouch, thank you, Lord, for telling me the truth about myself. Don't let me stay in error. Don't let me be wrong, Lord. Thank you for telling me the truth about myself. Now I got the chance to get myself together. Stop getting mad when God tells you the truth. Ain't nobody told me nothing about you. I don't care that much. Who will sit up all day worrying about y'all business? I'm spending 6 months minding my own, other 6 months staying out of yours. I ain't in y'all business. The Lord, I hear from God. So if he doesn't talk to you today, to God be the glory. Now do something with it. Eternal security, internal strength. And you got external sufficiency. You got external sufficiency. Can I show it to you? That the righteousness, in other words, being made right, of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. This is what that means. This means that because, that here's the good news for the guilty, that because you got security in God eternally, and because you got strength from God, his spirit, internally, that externally, people can't bring up your past on you. Amen. That you are justified according to what he says. And you can walk with your head up and your chest out. You won't be walking around kicking your feet, shame to go out, because God done redeemed you. God done saved you. God has picked you up. God has turned you around. God has given you strength. He has given you power. You ain't got to suffer no more. You ain't got to live like that anymore. You can walk with your head up. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I'm redeemed. I used to be that, but I'm not that anymore. I used to go there. I'm not there anymore. Please be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. Stop letting people make you think because of what they remember about you, you can't be something new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things pass away and all things become new. I could be that, but I don't want to be that. I'm not that anymore. God has saved me. God has covered me. God has healed me. Walk with your head up. That's good news. That's good news. That you are eternally secure. That you are internally strengthened every day of your life. And then that you got externally sufficient, because people are funny. Amen. One minute they'll love you. Next minute they want to get rid of you. One day, Hosanna. Next day, crucify him. So you don't get hung up on how people treat you. You got to know who you are. You got to know you are his righteousness. You got to know you are redeemed. You got to know you are his righteous. You got to know you got power. You got to know you're saved. Somebody say, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. That's good news for a believer. I'm not what I used to be. I don't have to go back. I don't have to die in sin. Love has brought me out. Jesus paid the price. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but he washed me white as snow, and I thank him for every day of my life. Come to Jesus. I'm done. But that's good news on a Sunday morning. That's good news. I don't know what's coming tomorrow. I don't know what circumstance I'm going to face. I don't know what hill I got to cross over. I don't know what river I got to get across. But one thing I do know, that he's going to be with me. And no matter if I fall or if I make it, he's going to take care of it. I'm saved. I'm safe in his arms. I'm safe in his care. Listen to me. If the worst thing you can do on this side is kill me, that's fine with me, because all it's doing is sending me where I really belong in the first place. I ain't getting hung up on this stuff no more. I got a new home. Glory to God. This ain't the time. This ain't a season of your life that you can afford to not be saved. Now, to be in Christ is totally different than being in church. Paul did not say, if any man be in church. He said, any man who's in Christ. Because I don't take my soul down when I leave the building. I don't take love off when I leave the building. That you ought to see me love you in church, and you ought to see me love you at Walmart. I'm talking about a change on the inside. And then you will do good works because you're saved. Don't do good works to be saved. You can't do enough to be saved. Your sins cost too much You ain't got enough works you can do to pay for your sins. But God sent a once and only sacrifice to be propitiation for all of our sins. In other words, to make it satisfy whatever it is we owe. So that when he checks the balance, he can't find anything we owe. He sees all the stuff we did, but when you check the balance, they don't owe nothing. Because the blood of Jesus covered all those sins. That's the benefit of being. That's good news for those of you who are guilty today. The thing that you done so much that God can't bring you out, that he can't lift you up. That all over this Bible, all over this word, all over this church, there are people who are used to bees.
Amen.
Yes, it is. And it's not that they done conquered it. All of us are recovering sinners. We won't be saints till we see Jesus. We are recovering sinners. I'm just trying to figure out how to win the day and try to sin less. Don't let your sin cause you to miss out on what God has for you today. I offer Jesus to you. You've got victory. You got a chance to win today. But you got to accept it. You got to receive it. You got to make that step and come receive it. Let the world know. Let the enemy know. Let your brothers and sisters know. I believe in Jesus. I done got baptized, but I never joined Jesus. How do I know that? Because ain't nothing changed yet. You went in dry, demon, came out a wet one. Because ain't no change took place on the inside. I make this call for those of you who know you're really not saved. If God were to call you home today, where would you lift up your head? Where would you lift up your eyes? I ask you if you've been baptized. I ask you, have you joined Christ? Has there really been a change in your mindset, in your heart? Have you grown in the word? Have you grown in spirit? If you can't say that with all certainty, I ask you, please. It's getting late in the evening, y'all. Sun's almost down. I ask you, come to this altar and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's here. Who are you? My brother, my sister, who are you? God doesn't send this kind of word for nothing. You may have been serving in church, but you ain't ever been saved. Who are you? Who are you today? Who are you? Who's been condemning himself and not receiving what God has? I want to pray for you today. You've been condemning yourself. You won't even let yourself be blessed because you keep condemning yourself and bringing up what you've done wrong. The enemy keeps talking in your head, you can't do no better. That's all you can do because of what you've done 5 years ago, 10 years ago, last week, last night. You've been condemning yourself. Your guilt has riddled you. Who are you? Come to this altar. Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. Don't be too prideful today. This ain't about, it's about you and the Lord. Anybody looking at you, they need to be coming too. I need my true prayer warrior to be praying that somebody come get victory today. Don't be looking around at it. I need you to be praying for victory. Somebody got to walk into that victorious future. Who are you? Come to this altar. You've been condemning yourself. You've been beating yourself up about past mistakes that you can't receive what God got for you now. People want to love you, but because one person didn't love you and hurt you, you won't receive love anymore. Stop cutting yourself off to love. Everybody ain't going to do you bad. Everybody ain't going to hurt you. Some people really want to be a blessing to you. Who are we talking to today? Who knows I need to change? I need to get out of this. Who are you? You want to be saved today. You want to make sure that if God calls you home, that you know you belong to him. And I'm going to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. A lot of good people going to hell. A lot of good people go to hell. And some people we done called bad go see Jesus. Y'all come a little closer to that. Come a little closer. Are there others today? Are there others? Glory to God. As our ministers are coming.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month,